This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Governor Bob McDonnell issued an apology yesterday after he made a historic proclamation declaring April Confederacy Month in his state of Virginia. It was meant to celebrate veterans of the Civil War, he said, but the proclamation originally made no reference to slavery. Yesterday, the governor clarified that slavery was, quote, an evil and inhuman practice that deprived people of their God-given inalienable rights, and all Virginians are thankful for its permanent eradication from our borders. That's been added to the proclamation, but April as Confederacy Month stands. We sent our Washington correspondent out of Washington. Todd Zwillick went over the Potomac to see what Virginians were making of the story. Todd, what did you hear from Virginians?
Hi, good morning, Celeste. Well, I went across the river, as you said, to Alexandria, Virginia, and went to a street called Jefferson Davis Highway. Now, Jefferson Davis, as you know, was president of the Confederacy, and I went there because it shows the long sort of connection with the Confederacy that many people across the South and certainly across the Commonwealth of Virginia had. I heard a lot of negative responses to Bob McDonnell's decision to bring back Confederate History Month, as some other Republican governors had. And one of the typical responses came from two gentlemen that I talked to, James Swift and Chris Nabeer. You're going to hear from them here. They're two young guys who work at the Defense Department, and they, when I approached them, they said they had been talking about this around the water cooler just a couple of minutes ago. Listen to them.
It's kind of like to say, if they're going to do this, you know, what's next? You know, what other holidays are we going to celebrate? You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to have a Holocaust celebration. You know what I mean? We're going to have a Nazi month now. You know what I mean? Yeah, we fought to, you know, for genocide. But, you know, we're not focusing on that bad point. We're just focusing on all the good things that genocide brought about, you know?
That doesn't sound very supportive. Who has spoken out and supported the governor?
Well, the governor originally did this, he said, in response to a request from the Sons of the Confederacy, which is a cultural group of relatives of people who fought for the South in the Civil War, and there are hundreds of thousands of them across the South. The original problem was that in the governor's original proclamation, no mention of slavery was made, but the historical touch points on the history of the Confederacy and what they fought for actually made sense to some people. Like, here's Clyde Gold, he's an electrician, who said that he was supportive of the governor.
I think that was a good decision. I think historically that's good for our children and our schools to learn about it. Some people think the Confederacy is a direct insult to black people in slavery, but it's not really. We're not. That happened years and years ago. We didn't have nothing to do with that. But there's a lot of people lost their lives. We'll at least remember them.
I can't imagine, I mean, it's saying something that happened years and years ago, you know, having spent a lot of time in the South, it doesn't often feel like it happened years and years ago. What did you get as a general sense of the idea of Confederacy Month?
Well, Sean Howerton, I want to go to her quickly, probably sums it up best how a lot of people responded to the idea of Confederate History Month.
Everyone thinks because we elected a black president that race isn't an issue anymore in America, but it is. It's very obvious. You know, they still want everybody to be divided when we shouldn't be. And just when you bring back the Confederacy, you know, and then bring back the history, there's no reason. We need to move forward. And I don't really know what to say about it. I mean, it's just kind of disheartening.
Todd Zwillick, speaking with the people of Virginia about April being Confederacy Month there. Thanks so much, Todd. I imagine that our listeners probably have a lot to say about this. If you have a comment or want to continue the conversation, let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post your comment at thetakeaway.org.